This week, a former South Australian police officer has told the media she was forced to resign from SAPOL due to alleged bullying and racism within the organisation. Gabriella Capone told ABC Radio Adelaide that she was subjected to racist comments because her partner is Indigenous and has pointed to a lack of cultural training within SAPOL as part of the problem. Cheryl Axleby is Chief Executive Officer of the Aboriginal Legal Rights Movement, and she says the organisation SAPOL must immediately address this systemic issue.
It's important across all avenues across the public sector, but I suppose especially with police force, so that there is an understanding about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, you know, historical context, and also gives them an overview about how to understand the Aboriginal community's context, to gain insight into the services, and also assist them to understand Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples when they come into the justice system and some of the issues that they face in the relationships between police and Aboriginal people, which, you know, has been an ongoing issue for many, many years.
Was cultural awareness training an outcome and recommendation following the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, ANRM has, for many, many years, played a key role in delivering a short overview of Aboriginal history. And we focus also on the type of services that we deliver, so that we're giving police an understanding of their roles and responsibilities in regards to contacting ANRM, you know, at the time of an arrest, and how we support Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people after hours or any time. So what is really important is that we need SAPOL to open up their doors so that we can actually have Aboriginal community members coming in and delivering cultural awareness training, because SAPOL say that they already have trainers internally that deliver that side of the program to their officers. And the training that we have delivered today, we've had a handful of complaints in regards to the training, but the feedback from my staff has been that it's been more about those individuals' values rather than about the content.
So it's more to do with misunderstanding or a misalignment of where that individual's priorities are. Is that your feeling from that?
Yeah, and their own views, of course, in regards to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. And that could be seen as a really good opportunity for SAPOL if those individuals were identified to them, that then they could actually invest more training in those staff to ensure that they have a greater understanding and also look at where they come from with their own values in comparison to, you know, people of other culture and where some of your unconscious bias may be.
In terms of the additional training that you offer, it's things like being aware of custody notification services, isn't it, where reports have shown that saves lives?
Absolutely they do, and we still don't have 100% contact by SAPOL in regards to notifications of arrest, despite us having a long-standing arrangement. And, you know, we understood that SAPOL did not support the funding of a custody notification service for South Australia, which was funding offered by the federal government for a period of 3 years, so that we could actually employ lawyers to do the after-hours custody notification service, which, again, saves lives, but also the other side of the coin is it means that less people detained on remand in custody by having a legal practitioner there and then available to them.
What's your feeling on what the disconnect is there in the police force not supporting that?
Well, I think that they think that what they're doing at the moment is sufficient and that their relationship with ALRM is sufficient. But, you know, there are a number of notifications of arrest that we do not still receive that we are aware of. And again, this comes back down to that if SAPOL was saying that they're committed to that, then they need to be ensuring that there's accountability, that that policy context is actually being shared across the whole board of SAPOL, but there is not really a great deal of accountability for when the lack of notifications occur either.
In terms of ALRM's training, SAPOL has advised in early 2019 that they were withdrawing from that training service, and we have seen allegations within that force of racism. Do you feel like the dropping of that cultural awareness doesn't necessarily send the message that you're accountable?
Well, I think that's definitely spot on. And what is the priority in ensuring that SAPOL is ensuring that it's meeting its responsibilities to all its employees, and particularly Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander employees, but, you know, there are also other employees of colour that work within the police force. You know, how can we be assured that there is a zero tolerance of racism in the workplace? And if you're not having a focus on cultural awareness training to the level that it should be, and placing the levels of importance on it as it should be, then it does demonstrate that there is not a serious commitment if such comments that have alleged to be made directed at the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander police officer, well, that's a real cause for concern. And, you know, why has that person had to take that issue publicly rather than knowing that they could go back to their superiors in the department and feel confident that they would have that support to address those issues?
There's been cultural training within the South Australian Police Force and many police forces for decades. Is it frustrating that there's still a cultural disconnect?
I think SAFOL do try to address the issues, you know, through the cultural awareness training. But the issue, I think, is the level of importance that is provided on Aboriginal affairs within their department. So if you're not going to have a dedicated program that is actually embedded across the department and is seen as important, the other issue that they have is they have a constant change of staff and leadership in regards to Aboriginal business within SAFOL. These are some of the issues that they could address internally and immediately.
Cheryl Axelby, Chief Executive Officer of the Aboriginal Legal Rights Movement.